People know George Allen very well, and they know me very well.
So you may know, Tim Kaine is a former Richmond City Council member, elected lieutenant governor in 2001, and governor 4 years later. He's counting on voter familiarity to win the Senate seat, even if more Virginians select Mitt Romney for president.
The presidential race will certainly affect George and I in significant ways, but we might have an independence from the presidential race that would be a little unusual compared to other states.
Kaine was a very early supporter of Barack Obama for president and later Democratic National Committee chairman. So I asked what he can offer to attract Republican voters that George Allen does not.
I had a really good track record of working together with President Bush when he was president.
He points to things like support for a presidential line item veto and extending Washington Metro service to Dulles Airport, and sees this as a result.
George Allen has pretty much made plain in virtually everything he said that he would be battling President Obama on every front. So if you want to have a senator who will work as a partner with the president, whoever the president is, I think I got a much better track record.
And along that same line, here's one way he proposes working with Republicans on taxes.
Let's find a compromise.
Democrats generally want to raise taxes on Americans with more than $250,000 in income. Republicans generally want no increase. Kaine says let's compromise. Start that higher rate at $500,000.
What happens in Washington so often is the sides get locked into positions, but they're impractical in the sense of they're not going to be solutions. We're not going to move this nation forward if it requires one party completely caving into the other. I am going to be a good partner with the president, whoever it is. I'm going to be a good partner with colleagues of whatever party.
It's part of Tim Kaine's campaign mantra this year, a balanced approach to deficit cutting. And from his point of view, part of a more balanced way overall to represent Virginia in the Senate. Evan Jones, WFIR News.